Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
I know that sounds like Elvis.
Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain.
It's not. It's Terry Stafford. Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I know I sound like Elvis too, but I'm not. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Boy, howdy, are we having fun with our good friend Greg Cazera. Greg, I need your website, please.
It's Shale, S-H-A-L-E, Crescent, C-R-E-S-C-E-N-T-USA.com. And, of course, GregCazera.com is my website where
the
books are.
That's where they can find your books. And he wrote a great essay this week, folks, about personal independence. You should go there and check it out. It's a great story. Greg, thanks again for being here. We're talking about energy independence of the United States of America, not only independence, but also becoming energy independent while we were simultaneously lowering our carbon footprint. Folks, here's the thing. I want to make this one last point, Greg. If you want me to listen to your climate change agenda, you have to start out by saying, here's the progress America has made. Good for us. Now, this is what we can do better. If you want me to have a conversation with you about climate change, start with that. Because if you don't, then you're disingenuous. What do you think, Greg?
Absolutely. We have to walk the talk. And, you know, if you want to get rid of carbon, if you want to get rid of oil and gas, show us what it looks like without it. And it's really easy. You go back to the 1800s. That's what we're talking about.
I've got four grandsons. You think I don't want the planet to be in good shape? Of course I do. So I want to move over, though, and talk about, let's put this in action, what's happened this year with coronavirus has opened everyone's eyes as to the real motivations and the goals and the ethics, really, of the Chinese government, of President Xi, and what he's capable of. All my China experts are not, none of them are backing off on him. Every one of them, even the ones who have been kind of, you know, soft on China in a way because they've been done a lot of business over there. They're all now saying that this guy has a dominant plan, not a business plan. He's not trying to make his country better. He wants to dominate the world, and that's not good. And so that brand has been tarnished. And I'm pushing for, and a lot of people are too, a lot of people with a lot more clout than me are saying, let's bring this stuff back. One of my Brain Trust members says that Mexico is going to become the new China. And that got me to thinking about hemispherization. Let's quit talking about globalization, and let's talk about hemispherization. The North American continent could almost be independent. What do you think? Self-sufficient.
Oh, we can't. We have to, because here's what we have. We have energy. We've got feedstock, we've got water, we've got technology, we've got advanced manufacturing. But, you know, Jim, what's really important and what's really exciting is, do you know who's going to lead this? It's your listeners. It's the small business people.
Because
here's what I see. I was on a call Monday, and what I found out is corporate people, long-term for the big corporations is 6 weeks. I mean, they're so focused on surviving and getting this thing. But the real changes, right now, I challenge every one of your listeners, look at what we're buying from China, and can you make it here? Because that's who's going to drive this train. It's not going to be the big boys. It's going to be people like your listeners that are going to look at that and say, hey, you know, get this. Here's one, just one product that we looked at. There's a company here in Parkersburg, big chemical company, but they make basically bristles for brushes. And I asked them, where do you send those things? And some of them go to Ohio, but a lot of them go to China. And I'm looking where my toothbrushes come from. They come from China. Well, our bristles, our petrochemicals are making these fiber bristles. They go to China. China puts the handle to them and sends them back.
Sends them back. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
We can make that handle here. We can sell it here.
That's exactly right.
One of the biggest markets in the world.
It doesn't make any sense. And here's the thing. And this brings me to my redundancy argument. See, in one of the ways I've been scratching my head for 10 years, 12 years. How was corporate America able to continue to make a profit when the rest of the U.S. economy was sucking wind? And it was because they were shipping everything, you know, they were taking the lowest cost wherever they could get it without any thought to redundancy. What if we don't have access to it anymore? What happens? Well, those chickens came home to roost this year, and that's when we found out what's going on. If you don't have a plan B that costs, even if it costs you a nickel more, if you don't have a plan B, then in my opinion, you're COVID-21 away from being out of business. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. You know, you were so spot on because, you know, I heard of a lot of bigger companies, businesses shutting down because of the virus. Well, what they didn't tell us until you actually talked to the individuals is it wasn't the virus per se. It was the fact that there was one of their components that came from China,
mm-hmm.
and they couldn't get it.
That's right.
And that shut a whole
for one of a, for one of a out. Nail a shoe was lost for one of a shoe blah 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 right all the way
Absolutely.
All the way through and we had and but they didn't have any redundancy, did they? They didn't have an alternative.
They never thought about that possibility.
Yeah.
Which
that's
is kind of
have
scary
to,
that big companies don't think that far ahead.
Investors and boards and analysts before. And C-suites are going to have to focus on redundancy going forward. And you and I need to keep pushing this hemispherization thing. And, of course, I know what you want. You don't want hemisphere. You want share crescent. Hey, Greg,
but
thank you for being
get
here.
Get into the hemisphere. That's the place to start.
That's right.
Because that's what we need to be able to
Greg Kucera.com.
Jim, I love what you're doing. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Greg Kucera, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.